This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
God's got you alive now for a reason. And he wants to use you to turn this upside down world right side up.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, here with you. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. What an exciting study we have going through the book of Revelation. And I love teaching and reading and receiving on these seven churches. We're receiving an insight from the Lord Jesus Christ directly on these churches. And I'm sure these pastors that are receiving these letters are shocked, especially the pastor of today's church. Because this church, we read in the Bible, had this killer rep, as we call it. They had this great reputation that they were alive. Maybe you see them on the street corners where you live. Come to so-and-so church where their worship is alive. And they base whether or not a church is alive or not on how many people go or how loud the music is or whatever else it might be. And we're looking here at this church where, in fact, the Lord Jesus said that they were dead. So how do you know if you're in a dead church or not? How do you know if you're in a live church? Well, I'll tell you the answer to that. And that is by the transformed lives on the inside. That's how you tell. By the working of the Holy Spirit on the inside of the church. By the people on the inside. Are you more like Jesus? Remember, we're transformed into his image from glory to glory. Do you look more like the Son of God this May 30th than you did May 30th, 2017? Do you hate sin more than you did last year? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness more? You see, if you're doing the same old thing, if you're still smoking and drinking and chewing and watching X-rated movies and doing the same old stuff, and you're in this great big church, you're in a dead church, or you're dead. This is what we're looking at. Here's a serious look at. And there's a solution to these problems if you find yourself to fail this test, and that is repent. That's all we have to do, friends. While you're still alive, praise God you're still alive. Son of God didn't die for no reason. You got the opportunity and the chance now to repent, like I've got to do every blessed day before I get on this microphone. Repent and make it right. Okay, here's the next part of this message now, the dead church at Sardis.
Remember, God instructed the Jews to erect some stones for a remembrance. So go back to where your stones are. Back to where and when God moved mightily in your life. Remember how it used to be. He's offering some advice on how to get it back if you found that you've lost it. This world wants to take it from you. Your peace, your joy, your devotion, your zeal. Which brings me to number three. Number three, third remedy, if you're in a dead church, get excited again. You are alive at the end of the age. That is exciting news. That you could be alive to see the color of Jesus' eyes. That's exciting to me. How about you? Of all the times you could have lived, from Confucius to George Wash, He's got you alive now at the end of the age. That's exciting news. And God makes no mistake. Acts 17, he's determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries for where we live. God's got you alive now for a reason. And he wants to use you to turn this upside down world right side up. Amen? I don't care if you're 90 or I don't care if you're 7. God wants to use you out here today. The fourth thing, repent. Repent and put it behind you. God has amnesia with your sins once you repent of them and turn from them. That's many places in the Bible. Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from me. Jeremiah 33, verse 13, I think. I will remember your sins no more. God promises to have amnesia with one thing, your sins. He didn't die in vain. He shed his blood so that God could not remember your sins anymore. You remember them, but he doesn't. God's promise to forget all of your sins. Once you confess, homologeo, speak the same thing, agree with God with what they are, and leave them there at the altar and turn your back and walk away from them. He will obliterate them once and for all. Next up, the threat. If, that is, if you refuse to do these things. If you don't wake up or watch, I'm going to come upon you like a thief unexpectedly. So what then does he mean by the words watch? For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, one will be left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know at what hour your Lord is coming. Ah, now I see. It looks to me like he's returning and coming back to all those that are looking for him. Where is that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. That would be Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, out of the King James Version. It says this, though I don't have a King James on me, but I remember it, thank God. Hebrews 9, 28, it says, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And unto those that look for him, he's coming again a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation. Jesus is coming back again to everyone that's looking for him. Now, the other Bibles have changed that word, probably rightfully so, because you can't be looking 24 hours. Well, can you? The word means eagerly await. This is why I use this sermon every Christmas, this text. That's the greatest Christmas text in all the world. So Christ was also offered once to bear the sins of many. And unto all those that look for him, he's coming again a second time. Think about being a kid or maybe your children on Christmas Eve. You'd stuff them all. See, in our house, we open presents Christmas Eve. So they'd make the four boys go upstairs. Think about the anticipation of a child on Christmas Eve. That is the heart condition. That's what he's looking for. And that's who he's coming back for. He's coming back for everyone that has a heart like a child. Everyone who is eagerly awaiting the return of the Son of God. That's who he's coming back for. That's what he means by watching. Therefore, remember how you have received and heard and hold fast and repent. But if you don't watch, notice he didn't say if you don't repent. He said if you're not watching. If you don't watch, I will come upon you as a thief and you will by no means know at what hour I will come upon thee. Now thieves break in and steal what? Valuables. They don't steal garbage. They steal valuables. Jesus is promising he's coming back again. And he's coming back to all those that look for him. He's going to steal all of his valuables out of this world. And you and I need to be eagerly awaiting him. And that's what he's asked. That's what he's saying to this church. If you will not watch, or let's say eagerly await my return. Verse 4, you've got a few names in Sardis that have not defiled their garments. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Notice why they're worthy. They're worthy because they kept themselves pure. This group is worthy for what they wouldn't do, not for what they did do. They're worthy for what they wouldn't do. That is, be like everyone else. Sin and put up with sin. Let sin in the doors. Let the pastor marry two men. Playing bingo in the sanctuary. Having a big wah-wah pedal and a Marshall amp here with my electric guitar. Being just like the world. Man, this place is holy. It's separate from sinners. They're worthy for what they wouldn't do. Luke 21:36, watch therefore and pray always that you would be counted worthy to escape all of these things, to stand before the Son of Man. Notice all the personal accountability here in this letter. Now, on to verse 5. We're not going to have time to finish this today. Verse 5. Man, Jesus is sore at this church. The dead church. There's no commendation. Only rebuke. Verse 5. He that overcometh, the same will be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. First off, let's talk about new clothing here. Matthew 22, we read about that the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call those that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell those that are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatlings are killed. Everything is ready. Come to the marriage. But they made light of it, and they went their own ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. The remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. Now when the king heard thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burnt the city. This is Matthew 22, I'm in. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those which were invited are not worthy. So go, therefore, into the highways, and as many as you find, bid to come to the marriage. So the servants went out into the highways, gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Now when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man there that did not have on a wedding garment. And he said to him, friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. So you see, to gain entry into this banquet, you're given two things. Number one, a white stone. We looked at that a couple weeks ago, right? To him who overcomes, I will give a white stone, and on it a name written that no one knows except him who gets the stone from me. And number two, you're given some new threads, a new jacket.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at